Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Jason or somebody did.
What are y'all doing over?
Look, he blames Jason immediately, if not sooner.
Hey.
Go, David.
That'll work.
Someone has
sabotaged your microphone.
Sabotage the microphone.
You can't let nobody in here. They tear up everything.
Where'd you get them co-rays at?
He's the man with no eyes off of a Cool Hand
Luke.
We
got these. This is one of our sponsors.
Is it?
Yeah.
I like those.
Is it?
Yeah. I look like a...
Cool Hand Luke?
No, I look like one of the Beatles.
Are you wearing sunglasses now?
I gotta have some kind of eyeglass on.
Did you get your lenses busted again?
Yeah, and it was a Twilight Zone 2.
Twilight Zone 2.
Yeah.
Did you get in anybody else's vehicle afterwards?
No.
Sorry.
No, because we talked about that on the way up. I said, what color is this vehicle I'm in?
You didn't know?
I went out there and said, good night. I didn't know it was blue.
Good grief, get out of my car.
But the funniest thing about that was, though, that the guy that I tried to get in his car, he had a pair of these on, too, because he had his eyes done, and he was just laughing his head off. Said, I'm not there with you, brother.
Yeah, I don't know if this is my car or not.
Yeah, it was funny.
It made him wonder, didn't it?
So now both eyes are repaired.
So you got
2020.
So you're like Superman.
Oh, no.
$6 million man.
Oh, no, look, I was killing deer and ducks and doves and everything with blind, and I was a blind. Yeah, now that I got eyes, these boys are in for a treat when I go hunting with them now.
And it's almost over.
You got like 3 days left, so.
What I want to know is, where's the fish bite?
Where's the fish biting? Well, all
on
that
the hook.
Water messed everybody
on the hook.
Up.
They biting on
the
hook?
Nah.
Well, God, right. Well, not everybody's as good as you, so they're catching them on Darbone, though. Poverty. Some people have been trying caney.
I talked to your dad at church.
Caney,
I'm going to caney today.
I can tell you where to catch them.
Huh?
I can tell you where to catch them.
There you go.
Where at?
In the water.
Oh, boy.
I can tell you where to catch them on. Hook.
Well, I wonder if they get wet when it rains.
I don't know. Probably not.
They probably get under a boat. Huh?
No, they're probably underwater, so I don't think they get wet.
The new improved Si with 2020 vision.
Yeah.
I've never thought about what fish do when it rains until this very moment.
They get under a log.
Hey.
Do you think they know it's raining?
That's like that boy I walked up
to
the
know bank. It's raining. They like any creature is they sense. They could tell you it fixed the rain.
Can you?
No, I ain't a creature.
They ain't never told me when it's going to rain.
Well, I take it back. I may be a creature.
You may be a creature.
I think he is. I think he's part creature. That's like that boy hollered at me.
I
was on the bank of the river, and he was on the other side of the river. He said, you need to help me get to the other side. I said, you are on the other side.
What's that? What's
that? My other side.
Yeah. Sucker.
Oh, that's funny. So, Si, new eyeballs.
Yep.
Have you done anything with them that you couldn't do before?
He drove up here.
I could actually read words on a television screen.
He stayed in between the two lines.
Good night.
What happened to your glasses with just the one lens?
It's at the house.
You popped the other one out?
No.
They in a drawer. They in that top drawer, that junk drawer.
That's right, junk drawer, boys.
Don't need them no more.
Are you going to keep the sunglass thing going? Because I'm kind of rooting for that.
No, I am. I've ordered me, they're called Battle Vision. Yeah. You ain't seen the commercial?
I was about to say, definitely a late night commercial.
No.
Are these tinted yellows?
I hope they are.
Okay.
It'd be like shooting glasses.
I got you.
I need something, to protect my eyes.
That's it.
If you type it in, as seen on TV.
Yeah, that's right.
No. Well, hey, I'm a good.
What comes on at 2 o'clock in the morning?
I'm giving people free advertisements here.
You ordered these?
Yes, I ordered them.
You got the blue ones?
Well, I don't know what. I told her to order me two or three pair.
Well, they come in a three pack, which.
Oh, do they? Hey, well, that's. Boy, that's great then.
Did you act now?
Every other day, you get an extra pair?
Oh, no, they're going to come in.
That's
gonna
literally
come in.
This website.
I told her since I'm going hunting with Willie this weekend, I said, hey, get them here by Friday afternoon.
There they are.
So but, I don't know that that's the look we're going for, though.
But, no.
Like, I just don't think that's your brand.
Hey, no. You got to understand. During stormy weather,
oh no.
Okay, it makes everything clear.
It helps you drive better.
No. And at night, if you have trouble with the lights, mm-hmm. this year will knock out the light.
I guarantee you.
Okay, because it shows them on the commercial there. They're at dark, and they said, I can't believe I can see like this. It's dark out here, but look how clear it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say, hey, I'm giving them a good
advertising
right now.
Free.
Hey, they better not be trash, because I will trash talk them bad if they're bad.
These are not a sponsor, though.
Yeah.
Well, besides going to give you an honest review, are you going to give them a review of how cool you're going to look while you wear them?
That's right.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Not only will I be able to see better, I'll look cool too.
You're gonna look like a shortstop in 1994.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Well, what's wrong with that?
He's bringing it back, boys.
What's wrong with looking like a shortstop in 1994?
But wait,
94 was a pretty good year.
Back now,
just a lot of things.
Yeah.
But anyway, I wanted to try them because they show them. They got cool commercials on. Okay.
Well, yeah, they look like.
Well, hey, they make it, it's kind of movie making. They make everything look clearer. So I'm going to test them and see if they're truthful.
I do like
the
tint.
Well, I thought you just got your eyes busted so you could see clear.
I did. But I want to have some protection.
I just don't make no sense.
Hey, look, for a man that's wore glasses about all his life.
You got to wear them.
You got to wear them. Nobody will recognize me if I don't.
That's right.
That's true. And now you're going to have blue stormtrooper glasses on, so everybody like, oh, that's
battle
obviously
vision.
Battle vision.
I'm sorry.
Battle vision.
You're going to say it. Get it right. You're not incorrectly.
I'm really looking forward to you wearing these all the time.
Yeah. Did you get the blue ones?
They only come in blue.
Oh, they only come. Well,
no,
you,
they don't.
They don't.
You can get a
six. They had them yellow, too.
You can get a six pack. Right there, I see. What's blue wrong? And yellow.
What's wrong with, like,
where's yellow
tortoise?
I just see the blue. Frames.
Look over on the left side.
Well, hey, come Saturday, I'll tell y'all.
That's blue frames.
You won't be here Saturday.
After I get back from Mississippi, I'll tell you.
Well, take us.
Should have got overnight shipping.
No, they didn't do it. They didn't do it. I told her, I said, hey, get them here for tomorrow.
Hey, no.
Well, take them with me. She said, hey, can't do it. I tried.
No, they didn't try. That's.
Hey, wait. You're talking about a woman here. She tried.
Oh, no, she tried. They didn't try.
Okay.
No, they didn't try.
She did.
Don't be talking about redhead. But then they realized they had to ship 14 of them in a boat over the sea because that's clearly where they were made.
That's right, boys.
It's just going to take a minute for them to get here.
Standard payment.
Do you see what they say about them?
Straight from Indonesia.
They're ultimate.
Bad weather.
Well, what if it's good weather when you wear them?
Take them off.
Well, the good part is...
Hey, take them off.
Hey, take them off during bad weather.
You wear them in bad weather, and that's why they didn't try and make them look good.
These are bad weather glasses.
They're fair weather glasses.
Bad.
They're bad weather bone. Bad to the bone glasses.
But that's tight.
You just got to hope it's raining hard enough that nobody sees you wearing them.
No. We say, sigh, the bad weather's coming. Hold on, boys. Let me get my bad glasses.
Let me change my glasses since the day I was born.
They look like a transformer. Look at them. Okay, enough about bad vision.
They're going to be cool when I get them.
You think so?
Oh, well, of course they are.
All I know is they better like send you a check and them for free for this.
So I need you to diagnose a dream that I had.
Uh-oh.
Do we got time, David?
How long's the dream?
That's one
not
of my
too long.
Do you have a lot of dreams?
Hey.
I can't remember a lot of them.
But you remember this one.
I remember this one and a couple other ones. Now, I've got a few reoccurring, like where you. I think that.
Well, let me tell you about mine I had the other night.
Oh, I got something to tell you about a dream.
I went the speed of light.
The dream episode.
I've actually went the speed of light.
Is this in your dream?
Yes.
Were you sleepwalking?
No. And it was on a little skateboard, little small skateboard.
Hoverboard.
Yeah, hoverboard.
Like in Back to the Future Part 2?
Yeah. It was like a hoverboard, and see, I was afraid I was going to fall off. I was going so fast.
Bad. Did you have your
blood? Did it look like everything was blurred coming by you?
But were you wearing these glasses to help you through the storm?
No, I wasn't wearing these glasses.
Oh, well, you would have never fallen off if you wore those.
That's why I'm wearing them. That's why I'm buying them.
Oh, in case you dream?
I don't want to go the speed of light without having eye protection.
So what happened in the dream? What happened?
I was afraid. I woke up because I was afraid I was going to fall off.
Were you like unbalanced?
Oh, no. I wasn't sure I could stay up.
Did the Beach Boys music start playing at any moment in this dream?
No.
Okay.
No.
Did you have flashbacks of John Godwin jumping on his motorcycle?
That's right.
The flying flea, baby.
Flying flea.
Hey, look, the flying flea actually passed me. So he was going faster than the speed.
Hey, Tomac won, A1.
Hey, A1, boys.
He beat A1
steak sauce?
No.
That stuff's not that good.
Angel Stadium, baby.
Angel Stadium.
Oh, Angel Stadium.
Yep.
Well, on that note, congratulations to Tomac, but I want to take a break, and then I need to hear.
Is anybody going to beat him?
Angel Stadium is going to win the championship.
I would take your word and say he would.
He's going to be tough.
He's going to be tough. That's all I know.
Sexton's gunning for him, though.
Yeah, well, I hear that. From you.
The way you feel right now is the way I feel when y'all talk about football.
Hey, and that's why we're all such good friends.
That's right.
And speaking of good friends, I do want to I want Si to interpret your dream.
I need it.
So let's take a break.
Hey, stay tuned.
How much is this going to cost me?
You don't want to hope. That depends on how much interpretation I give you.
Yeah. He's going to put me to sleep.
Yeah, it depends on the dream. I got big news, Martin.
I ain't reading this.
Martin, I have big news.
I know what the news is, and I'm still bitter.
We're not on this.
I know we're not on. Look,
we were not nominated for a Clove Award, as expected. Sadie was.
They got one beard on the whole thing.
And I don't. Well, that's good. I sent this to my wife and said we weren't nominated, and she said, "Oh, I listened to three of those."
For real?
And I said, "Do you listen to ours?" And she said, "No."
No. Well, good thing.
But she listens to Sadie.
We are team players at the end of the day, no matter how bad our feelings are hurt. And so we think that you should go vote at klovefanawards.com for Sadie, and whoa, that's good. Then you scroll on to the movie category.
Then you go and vote.
Film Impact, The Blind is nominated, Martin.
Okay. So I guess technically Si could win because there was a lot of the movie about Si in The Blind. So, yeah, be sure to vote for The Blind while you're there as well on klovefanawards.com.
That's it.
You're not on the cover or the back of the thing, Si, but...
I ain't worried about it.
You are still my favorite part of the movie.
I ain't worried about it.
Okay. If you love Si Robertson, go vote.
That's it.
Voting ends May 24th at 6 p.m. Central. All you have to do is go to klovefanawards.com to vote for The Blind. And whoa, that's good. That's klovefanawards.com.
I'm ready for some psychiatry.
Okay.
Psychiatry 101.
Nope. Slash L1. Just one.
Just one.
What is your name?
We're fighting with rednecks here.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, here's the deal. All right, when did this start?
So, this has been like a reoccurring dream,
this is a reoccurrence.
Yeah.
You know it by heart, then.
Yeah, and I've had this dream probably.
Well, wait, hold. How many times has this dream reoccurred?
I would say 3 or 4 times a year. So I'm familiar with it.
Once a quarter.
And here's the way it starts.
What's the quarter business?
I don't know.
He's
making a silver dollar at least.
He's talking about the calendar.
All right, continue.
Yeah. So I'm in a place, it's where I live, and it's like my home. But then I hear some wild animals.
Is this a happy place?
Yeah, it's like my home.
Oh, it's like your home. Okay, a happy place.
So you're in a good mood.
I just want to make sure it's a happy place.
And I hear a bunch of animals squalling and screaming and running.
Goblins.
And then I see them coming across my land. And I don't know what they're running from, but I don't know.
What kind of critters is it?
I don't know.
All kind of animals. Yeah.
I mean, I think maybe from the podcast where we talked about giraffes and all that stuff, it's some of those in the dream.
Good, great.
Is Si riding the giraffe?
No, Si's not in the dream.
And no crocodiles are chasing us.
Well, come on.
So all right. So the animals are running by. Something's chasing them. I don't have time to go get my gun. So I'm looking to see what it is. And all of a sudden, it's like a tiger comes around the corner, and it's too late for me to get away. So I'm running, and I'm...
Now you're joining the animals. You running, too.
But they're done. They're gone. They're long gone.
Oh, they gone.
And I'm, like, running, trying to climb a tree, you know? And then right before he gets me, I wake up.
Well, that's a good thing.
I'm like...
Yeah. Well, you got away.
Well, hey, you...
I got away. So far, I've gotten away every time.
You're still here.
Hey. That's a good thing, because if he gets you, you ain't going to wake up.
That may be true.
No.
Hey.
You want me to tell you what you're running from?
Yes.
The flood.
The flood.
The flood.
Noah?
Genesis. If you go to Genesis, and you'll read about it.
Eight were saved. They were floating on water.
But the tiger.
Where did Noah?
The tiger would have got on the ark.
Huh? Yeah.
Where did Noah keep his bees?
Noah hadn't showed up yet. It was dark.
That stinks for you.
This is just the animals coming. Yeah, I was the one that didn't make the ark. Yeah, I guess. Hey, I need.
Where did Noah keep the bees?
In a beehive.
In a beehive.
In the archive.
In the archive.
Ba-boom.
Bing.
We're here all week, folks. Just stay tuned.
Do you want me to freak you out right now?
What? You've been having the same exact dream?
I've had nearly the identical dream.
Oh, my goodness.
Really?
I walked out to get my mail.
This
I look
is amazing.
Over. There's a tiger down the street, and I'm like, this isn't good.
And you got time.
No, it ain't.
Any gun.
Because it should have been a rhino.
I would have walked towards a rhino. Maybe not.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
But the tiger starts running at me. I run, get to the door, try and get inside, wake up.
Because you could have then yelled, Carter, come on out here, and we're going to ride the rhino.
That is true. He would. No, he'd be like, yeah.
Oh, no, he'd have rode the rhino.
He would for sure ride a rhino.
That's it.
So what is
the crocodile.
Are you a believer in, like, dreams? Because back, the Bible's full of people dreaming, and it's like God telling them stuff.
Yeah, I think there's,
there's interpreting
vision.
Of dreams.
I have studied some of this in school, and so it could be that I'm stressed out or anxious about something, worried about something, which I don't want to be. But when you sleep, you can't help it. You got no control over it, really.
Oh.
You know? Uh-oh.
That's hilarious.
He just thought of a dream.
No, you're not going to believe this. Okay?
You had the same dream.
You dreamed of a tiger, too.
No.
He was chasing the tiger.
Look, okay. Since I've had both eyes done.
Yeah.
Well, when you do them, okay. They give you eye drops, three bottles, different bottles.
Yeah.
And you've got to use the three eye drops four times a day.
Blue and yellow?
So last night, we're in bed asleep.
Okay. Boy.
I can't wait to hear it.
We may be needing to go get some of eye drops.
No.
What do you need? Give me some of those eye drops.
Scream from my wife last night.
Scream?
Yeah.
Was she getting chased by a tiger?
No. But it was worse.
Hold on, let me guess.
Did she see you wearing these glasses? Look,
no.
Okay, I'm sorry.
This is so weird.
Oh, I mean it to you.
She pounces on me like a tiger.
Uh-oh.
High five.
Oh, no. No.
It's a family show now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I said, it's okay.
Proud people still love each other.
She said, so we got up, this morning. She said, did I scream last night? I said, yes, ma'am, you did. I said, why? Why was you screaming? She said, because your eye popped out. I said, she's been putting eye drops in my eyes for the last 2 weeks.
While you were sleeping?
No. But
so
she had a dream that my eye popped out.
Oh,
it was hilarious. I died laughing. It was hilarious.
Well, I had a dream.
Uh-oh.
And this is, I don't know, this is weird.
Most dreams are.
So I'm hunting.
What are you hunting?
I'm hunting. This is deer hunting.
Okay, deer hunting.
And there's a buck coming, and I'm bow hunting, so he's a little bit too far, but he's coming my way. Well, the dogs bark, and the deer in my dream runs off. but the dogs were in the house. They woke me up barking.
Do you have dogs at home?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing. Oh, at least that's good.
There's dogs in his house.
That's why I was wondering. I remember you saying I got dogs.
Yeah. I don't have a tiger.
No, the dogs in the house started barking, run the deer off, and woke me up.
Mm.
The deer in my dream run off because the dogs barked.
Yep.
That's wild how your brain makes that happen. The dogs are barking, and then in your dream, the deer's running off.
That is wild.
I had that happen in class. Explain that. I had that happen in class.
You dream you did the work you were supposed to be doing?
No, I've got a deer, a big buck, coming toward me. And I got a bow, too. You know, and there's a noise. And when the noise happened, I go, shh. It was the teacher. She knew I was asleep. And she was trying to wake me up. I said, shh, you're going to scare the deer. Then the whole class bust out in laughter, and I wake up. You know, and I said, what's so funny? And they said, you were asleep.
A lot of people don't know this. John, I don't know if you do or not, but Si used to be a bad sleepwalker.
Oh, I still do.
I mean.
I heard he.
That's not good for someone that sleeps as much.
Oh, no. My sister. Okay, she's on a date with a football player. He comes, he drops her, and they stand, they come walking up on the porch. He fixes to kiss her good night.
Oh, boy.
Well, when he does, I just step in between them and push both of them apart and walk down the steps. And he said something, but when I looked back at him, took off running. He caught me about a mile down the road.
What?
Was you scared of me?
Hey, outrun him.
Cheese were smoking.
You were sleeping when you did this?
I was asleep. They told me
about it. Or did you just say, watch this?
No,
I'm going to act like I'm...
No, they told me about it the next day. You know, and I said, well, how far did you chase me? He told me past Dal Burney's house. I was about a mile away. He said, he finally caught you down there. You know?
Did it scare you when he woke you up?
He didn't wake me up. He just walked me back. You know, and Judy put me in bed. You know, and kissed the kids good night and said, okay, see you tomorrow. Then they told me about it the next day. He said, you're pretty quick.
Mm. What does that dream mean?
Only thing I know is, hey, don't say nothing to somebody dreaming, sleepwalking. They tell you not to wake them up.
They'll start swinging.
They'll hurt you. Yeah, they're liable to hurt you.
Imagine waking up Stone, who's already ready to hit somebody at any moment. And you're like, hey, wake up.
That's when you get a long stick and get out of reach.
You know, wisdom.
Take a broom handle.
Godwin was with us on a fishing trip where Sinky crashed that drone.
Oh, yeah.
And he overdosed on Dramamine accidentally because he took too much of it. So he was sleeping hard. Well, I went to go wake him up. Nobody told me. Don't ever wake Sinky up. I went to go shake him, and he jumped up with some kung fu. I took off running.
Look out.
What happened?
Oh, Sinky.
He said, oh, yeah, don't ever wake me up when I'm sleeping. I'll kill somebody.
Got up one night. We was in Oklahoma. Was you with us on that trip? Duck hunting. He just woke up in the middle of the night, went to hollering at me. Like he was going to fight me. I mean, we was asleep. I just told him. I said, go back to sleep. He jumped up on the bed.
You've seen it then.
I seen it.
You better go back to sleep or I'm going to knock you out.
Knock you out. Well, let's take a break. And I think we need to dive deeper into Philip getting chased by tigers.
Tigers. Who was chasing the tigers?
Good question.
Hey.
We'll discover who was chasing the tiger.
You don't want to know.
Do you interpret, what do you think?
He's like Daniel.
Getting chased by a tiger.
No. Oh, chased by a tiger.
In your dream, reoccurring. So is there a tiger in Phil's life that we need to hash out here? Boom. You're the psychiatrist. See what I did there?
No.
I keep doing it.
It's Alicia.
She's the tigress.
Bing, bing, bing.
She's the tigress.
Hey, she woke me up. Now, I'll tell you this, John David. I fell asleep on the couch watching TV. We had a fire going because it's been cold.
Oh, I had a fire.
Were you watching Tiger King on Netflix?
No.
Okay, that's
negative.
That's
we
a good start.
We were watching one of her shows, Gilmore Girls or something. I don't even know. I don't.
Or it may have been The Lion King.
Maybe The Lion King. Exactly. She woke me up.
That movie's about
like,
lions.
Wake up, come to bed. And it scared me because my dream at that time was that me and her were out on a date. And so her waking me up scared me because I didn't know who she was. And if I knew who she was, well, then who was the other person?
That's right. Right.
And I told her that, and she was like, yeah, you got to come get
to I'm confused.
Yeah, that's what dreams do.
They confuse you?
They confuse everybody.
I don't have many dreams.
They really do.
Size, I go to sleep, I wake up.
Size flies
every
in
every once
dreams.
In a while, I have one.
See, but that's like kind of easy to interpret.
Oh, no, the
it's
worst.
It's just how Cy lives his whole life.
Oh, no, no. That's,
light
hey.
Speed, just everything's oh, wonderful, no. Just surfing on a surf.
No, no, here's the worst one, that I, and this is a reoccurrence.
With you?
Oh, yeah.
Is it involve a giraffe?
I've dreamed this dream 1,000 times.
I can't wait to hear it.
No, no. I'm always on, I don't even know how to say this. I always get myself, like I'm on a high mountain. Okay.
Okay.
And there's no way I can get off of it and safely and you know, live.
So how are you gonna get down?
No, that's what I'm saying. That's when I wake up. When I get to the point that I know there's no way I'm gonna live through this.
I know this one.
That's when I wake up.
I heard it.
You know what this you know what that is? It's because it's lonely at the top.
It's lonely as
what?
Well, how come
you
can never run?
You have friends, though, that would help you down. Like, if you were stuck on top of the mountain.
No, there's no getting down from this.
Stone would, like, climb it with his teeth.
No.
And get you down.
No, there's no getting down from this.
You know, like a little baby swaddle all the way down. Stone would do that for you.
No. Well, yes, he would, but there's no way to get out from where I'm at.
So are you afraid?
Is it a floating mountain?
Huh?
Is it a floating mountain?
No, it's like, you know, it's like I'm trapped right on the edge of a pinnacle in the Grand Canyon.
Hmm.
That's what it's like. I'm on a cliff and there's no way off of it, except you're going to fall and die.
But you never fall.
We need
I always wake up.
Wiley Coyote.
I always wake up when I get to that point in the climb.
That's wild.
So you're going up? You're climbing up?
I'm climbing up this stupid thing. Yeah.
Well, is there a helicopter?
No.
You'll never get to the top, son.
And no parachute. Yep, I'd never get to the top.
Is there a backpack?
No, ain't no backpack.
How come in dreams you can never run? As hard as you try, you can't
Oh,
run.
No, that's not true.
You can run, you just can't run fast enough. Because I was running from the lion, and he was right behind me until I climbed that tree.
That's another dream I have. And I wake up, and I am soaking wet. And I didn't pee the bed.
Again.
Okay, hey, well, no, I'm just saying. You know, I'm serious. I have woke up, okay, just out of breath and just my T-shirt, underwear, soaking wet.
Trying to get
away.
From
sweat?
Trying to get away.
Yeah. You know? I mean, you're moving, but isn't it like you
Oh,
said,
no.
It's never fast enough.
Oh, no, yeah.
You working your tail off.
Oh, no. I'm serious. I've actually woke up and was soaking wet. You know,
I get it.
It's bed. The sheets were wet. You know, it looked like I took a shower, jumped out of the shower in the bed.
Mm.
I'm serious. It was just like that, and I wake up. You know,
it seems real at the time.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh,
what about this? You ever rolled off the edge of your bed?
I used to have a big problem.
Yeah, I've fallen off there.
But oh, no.
You're always in your dream falling off of something.
Oh, no. I've screamed before, like you were talking about, and hit the floor.
Yeah, you're always falling off of something.
You never had any of these dreams?
No, I've fallen off. When I was a kid.
How did your mind do that?
They had to put up rails because I was just always on the ground.
That's right.
One time a kid fell off a top bunk at Camp Chioka. That was a bad night.
Was it you?
No, I was.
That's why I don't like bunk beds.
Well, boom.
I'm sure I don't like bunk beds. You fall out of them too much.
Well, you got to have a rail. Safety.
Well, hey, they didn't have a rail.
I don't want to be on the bottom because I got a phobia that it's going to fall.
Yeah, crashing.
Yeah, I can't sleep good on underneath. I'm like, stay up all night looking around.
No, because that's why they said, what are you doing? I said, I'm getting on top. I said, I ain't getting on there. The thing crashed.
Well, what else weird happened in dreams? Are we in a dream now?
No.
No, no. Think about when who was it that had the dreams and then Daniel had the. Was it
Nebuchadnezzar?
Yeah, the king.
Nebuchadnezzar. About the fat,
and he said, bring
the fat cow, Rush, the fat cow Rush and the skinny cow.
Yeah.
You know, that's wild.
Yeah. He told him like it was.
Hey, didn't the fat cows eat the skinny cows or something?
something like that.
Hey, well, I'm just saying that, you know, that would be wild to have that kind of dream.
It would be wild and like to have a dude come up to you and say, let me tell you what this means. Philip, you're the tiger in your life.
Yeah. Well, people are going to speculate, but you know, I'm telling you, it comes from whatever you're involved in your life. Like, I probably have so many commitments and obligations and so many things going on. And
it's something
stressful
about the issue.
Because I knows I work and help a lot of nonprofits. I mean, so I'm torn at every angle and I'm worried about kids and families and all kinds of stuff. I think that has to play into
it does.
The stressors of all these things coming at me, you know. And
those
finally,
are all the animals running from the tiger.
Yeah, I don't know what the tiger is.
What is the tiger?
I don't know, but he ain't got me yet.
He ain't got him yet.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
It's hard. It's hard to interpret, you know. I would say. You can't get into the mind of Si.
Si's giving you that icy stare, right?
Oh, no.
No, he's thinking. I can see him thinking. The little
ciphering on.
Turning upside down, thinking.
This when I was thinking about our veterans.
Yeah.
Okay, that have gone through some really seriously bad combat.
Trauma, yeah.
Okay, and that's what they have to deal with.
Oh, yeah, every day.
Yeah. You know,
yeah.
So I would, you know, and that's why I just look, because, like, you know, how do you help someone with that?
Yeah.
You know, you're a doctor or psychiatrist, okay? How do you help someone with that?
I don't
know. Okay, because all you've done is read a bunch of books.
That's right. You ain't been through it.
A lot of times,
that's why the only people that can really help a veteran that's gone through that is another veteran that's gone through the same junk. That's why they tell you that soldiers in combat form a bond that is stronger than blood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Than kin.
And I think they can help them better.
No.
Now, they can be helped by people who haven't really been in, but, you know, look, I can tell you about a lot of grievance because I've had a lot of grievance or grief. So, but if I don't know, I haven't been in the military, so I can't tell you all those things, but I understand loss. I understand, you know, so there's some things you can get help with, but when you go a little deeper, like you're talking about, you need somebody that's been there.
Yeah.
You know, common sense would say it. Okay. Hey, you know, the Indians used to say, okay, hey, don't judge me unless you've walked a mile in my moccasins.
Yeah. Oh, I believe it. I believe that for sure.
That's the thing about our veterans, okay? Unless you've walked that ground, you can't help them.
Mm-mm.
You know, a doctor that reads books and stuff, you know, I mean, I know he's well-educated and he means well. But unless you go through it, that's why Dr. Warren's books that he writes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lee Warren.
Yeah, Lee Warren, and he's writing another one that I wrote a little intro or whatever you want to call it.
And we're going to have him on this show, Si.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, no, that would be a while, because when Weldon was asking me, you know, because he's the one that actually wrote it. I just told him what I thought.
Yeah.
You know, and I said, well, it's a must read. I said, because here's a man and his wife and his kids that are giving you 50 years of their life experiences. Yeah. So it's, and I mean, he's had some bad ones.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, he's a brain surgeon, okay? And all his patients are terminal.
Yeah.
So he deals with, I mean, like I told him, I said, you know, I never really thought about this till I read your book and got to know you and talk to you on the phone. You know, I said, you deal with death on a daily basis. And you come to love these people, and you know, he wrote one book. He said, the title of it was, I've Seen the Last of You. You know, because when they come to him, they've got a brain tumor and it's terminal. You know, they don't live through it.
Mm-mm.
You know, so it was one of them things. I said, I would hate to know that I had to get up every day and stare death in the face every day. That's my job. I said, I don't, you know, and he's a very religious man also. So he's got all these issues about he's fighting. Okay, first of all, he's trying to do his best to help them, and knowing that that's kind of a futile effort.
Yeah.
You know, but he still gives it his best shot.
It's because of his heart.
Oh, yeah, you know, and but I'm just saying, most people don't, you know, because I always say, you know, everybody's talking about, oh, man, I got a deadbeat job and all this. And I always bring them up. I said, no, you hadn't. I said, think of the dung beetle in Africa. He rolls manure. That's his life. But it's very important that he does that. Because everywhere he rolls that manure, he's fertilizing everything. So your deadbeat job may, you think it's bad, but it has a bigger purpose.
Yep.
Yeah.
So two things I'd like to bring up is, one, Si, I appreciate you with the military guys going and speaking and encouraging them, and you've been a voice for veterans for a long time. I appreciate that. And the other thing is, you know, when you're dealing with a lot of these things, it gets kind of deep. You know, when you're dealing with problems and issues and things, but we have hope in the resurrection. Jesus is the answer to whatever problem you're going through. Don't ever forget that. And, you know, one day we're going to be away from here and with him forever. So that's what I put my hope in.
Si, you just pulled up a box.
No, I know. And this is from the title of it, Saving AZIZ by Chad Robichaud, a young man we just met, the family met, the Robertson family. They go, okay. Meeting. He's actually has wrote a book, okay, how the mission to help one became a calling to rescue thousands from the Taliban. Okay, so these people, him and his team, okay, go to like Afghanistan and all these places that have bad people.
Yeah.
They got a bunch of tours over.
And yeah, and they go in and help, I think up to date, they've helped 17,000 people get out of it. Mm. Okay. But I just, when we got to talking about this, I thought about this, the book he gave me.
Mm.
Yeah. But it's just, but Philip said something that's very important a while ago. Jesus is the answer to all of mankind's problems. Period. Okay.
Correct.
Yeah. You know, so I wanted to emphasize that again, okay? Because Al taught a lesson a couple of weeks ago, and he showed the contrast life with Jesus, and then I want him to use the term, without him, there is no life. Okay? You got two things that you're at, if you're life with Jesus, and then you look it up, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, all the good stuff, okay? Life without Jesus, and like I said, I don't even like that term.
Life.
There is no life without Jesus, okay? You got two things you're facing, darkness and evil. That's, yep. Boom. Without him, all you looking at is darkness and evil everywhere, period. With him, you got a chance for life and abundant life.
Love, joy, peace, patience,
all the good stuff.
Gentleness. No.
But I just wanted to re-emphasize the thing that Philip said, okay, with Jesus, y'all, he's the answer to all our problems. Now I'll get off of it.
Jesus, well, you're right. Jesus is the answer to all your problems, and he gave you people in your life, brothers and sisters in Christ.
Yep. And we're supposed to help each other.
And it's just like in, I think it's, oh, I'm going to guess here. Somebody can fact check me. I think it's in Matthew 11. You know, there was a lame man, and he couldn't get to Jesus.
But his friends could.
But his friends could, and then they couldn't get to Jesus because there were too many people in the way. And then I like to think one of them looked at the other and said, let's just go through the
roof. Let's redneck this.
let's go through the roof.
You don't
redneck it, problem solving, baby.
Hey.
Cut a hole in the roof and lower him down to it.
I don't know how we got here on dreams and all that, but I just love the fact that we went from all that to you got to have somebody that's been through what you've been through to help you, and Jesus is that answer.
Well, hey, here's the deal I want to say. We had a person write in and talking about, well, he lost his grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
And I had told him, I said, hey, dude, at least you got to know him and spend time with him.
That's right.
That's one of the issues in this boy's life, Cy Robertson's life. I didn't get to know either one of my grandparents, the males. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, and I've always, you get something from a grandfather or a grandmama, okay, that is nowhere else you're going to get it from anyone else.
Yeah.
And it's the thing about, hey, they've lived their life and then their wisdom is they share it with their you know, grandchildren.
Yeah.
For sure.
Your own kids don't listen to you anyway.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying.
I'm on grandpa.
But hey, but they'll listen to grandmama and grandpa.
They will, yeah.
Okay, and that's from life experiences, okay? That's why I wrote a little intro for Dr. Warren's book. You know, this man is sharing his entire life with us and his family, you know?
And yep.
So it's powerful.
Well, I like what you said too about, you know, a band of brothers. When you have the same experience, you can help
for
people.
For sure, for sure. Well, we got to take a break now. We would be amiss to not.
We just took one.
I don't know if we
break
did
it again.
Or we
it's but going fast.
He gonna break it off.
Hey, good. When we're having fun, but we do need to say to all those who have served and in combat veterans and. If you're going through stuff, first of all, we thank you for your service.
And second, not harm yourself.
And second, find somebody to talk to. We love you.
Hey, find somebody to help you.
There's people out there that want to help you and help you with whatever you're going through. And you did that for us as Americans to be able to sit in a goofy podcast room and talk about Jesus and talk about tigers chasing us and riding giraffes. And I can't think of a better life than that. And so we thank you very much for that service. And we want you to know we love you and appreciate you. We'll be back.
That's right.
All right. And we're back. And we got some actual mail.
Is it something?
Not from the email.
The mailbox.
Look,
is it something to read?
It says Hickory Farm, so I'd assume it's food.
Hickory Farm.
I'm hungry
send
already.
That baby, right over.
Look at this. It's like a fancy.
Wow.
Oh,
three boxes with a bow, and it's from our biggest fan.
Oh,
like a Russian dog.
Who's our biggest fan?
It says Zachary Dasher.
Oh.
Oh, good.
Hey, make sure it ain't a bomb. Si, open it.
So Zach is kind of in charge of this whole operation.
Sam made
the biggest. But I just want Zach to know we appreciate the Christmas gift that was clearly stamped January 9th, 2023, man.
He re-gifted that.
Yeah.
Did
you re-gift this, Zach?
He got it. He got it and didn't want it, so he sent it to us.
He got us a nice little snacks, crackers, sausage, cheese.
Crackers.
He knows us. Candy.
Okay. Candy, okay.
There's some sausage in there.
There's some sausage and
there's
cheese.
Sausage and
you
cheese,
can claim that Godwin. But Mr. Dasher, we thank you for the Christmas gift.
Check it out.
What?
Wow, summer sausage.
Hey. All right, here we go.
Honey, and mustard.
Honey pineapple mustard.
Oh, I can't have it.
Cheddar, boys. Cheddar cheese.
Cheddar.
Cheese
everything's better with cheddar.
That's right.
Because everything's better with cheddar. Cheddar.com. I don't know if that's a website, by the way. I was like a Got Milk commercial there. Anyway.
Uh-oh, he's back.
Look who's back. Hunter.
Our producer had to cut
out.
Hey,
you can't go nowhere without
Give me my keys.
Because he's got to go to
Let
class.
Let the dogs in.
Yeah, that's what I'd have
said. Oh, don't turn the dogs loose.
The dogs are loose.
Oh, the dogs.
That was weird. Anyway, our producer just left because he has to go to class, and then he forgot his keys.
Oh, but.
Oh, he's learning.
That's what I'd have said.
And I think he might actually sent this email
in. That's where he's going.
I'm just kidding, Hunter. You didn't send this in, but you're going to laugh when you're editing this because I said it was you. Vernon emails in, and I just think we need to stop him in his tracks.
Uh-oh. Hunter?
No, Vernon.
Vernon.
Vern.
All right, Vernon's question. Very simple.
Oh, Vern.
Know what I mean, Vern?
The subject line is asking a girl out.
Uh-oh. We'll let Madison answer these.
Yes.
We have a new producer.
Yeah.
They sent two ladies in the room to keep us like from saying too much outrageous stuff.
Yeah.
but I think I know how she would respond to this. I think.
How long have you known Madison?
Well, I don't, but she's a lady, and I know
her. Well, give your version of
46.
Let's hear it.
I mean, how long have you've got, 51 years of marriage?
52.
Wow,
34.
34. Hold on. 86.
31.
That's tough math. 117. But we're at 129 years of marriage in here. So, I mean, we might have a little bit of advice.
Rate it.
Vernon says, you see a girl you think you might like on Instagram. You don't know each other. Red flag number one. You may or may not follow each other. Red flag number two. How do you go about sliding into her direct messages?
Mm-hmm.
Vernon,
there's all kind of problems with that.
Now, Vernon. I'm getting a thumbs down from Madison. She's giving you a thumbs down.
Madison says, do not approach.
Do you know what any of this means?
No trespassing.
Do not see.
Wait. What was the first line you read?
You see a girl you think you might like on Instagram.
You see a picture. She may be real. She may not, Si.
No.
You could be catfished.
You don't ever see a girl you think you might like.
You gotta talk to her and see her in person. Okay.
Interesting.
Hey, no. Every girl I've ever looked at, I like.
Oh, here we go.
Okay.
Oh my goodness.
I'm just telling you.
Okay. Yeah.
And look, I'll use it. The Bible says you gotta be bold when proclaiming the gospel.
That's right.
Well, where are you going with this?
Hold on, he's got somewhere.
I'm going toward the girl.
He doesn't know the girl.
Well, hey,
I didn't know Paula.
Just walk up and introduce yourself.
He can't. He does. He's only seen her on the internet.
He don't even know if it's real, Si.
Yeah.
He don't even know if it's real. He just sees a picture.
He's in another state or country or something.
You're a computer person. You've seen her on the internet. Hey, find out if she's real.
First thing you do.
I would assume she is real.
Find out if she's real.
But if you've never had a conversation, like, that's just, like, there's...
Oh, hey, look.
Find someone you know.
If you've never had a conversation with a young lady, hey, come out of the twilight zone and get real.
No, I'm saying with this particular one, he sees her profile.
They're all particular ones.
Okay, I'm going to try and explain this so Si can understand what's happening.
Oh, no, you're never going to get there.
He sees a girl.
You're never going to get there because, hey, when I see a girl.
He don't have a computer.
The only thing that's coming next is charge.
Okay. All right, I'm going to read this so Si, to try and break it down for Si. I see a girl I might like through a pair of binoculars standing across a river. I've never met her. And I've never talked to her.
Get you a boat and go across the river and meet her. You big dummy.
Should I send her a letter?
If you ain't got a boat, swim.
All right, man. Si's advice is go meet her in person.
That's right, buddy.
But he shouldn't.
What are you waiting for?
And beware of the cops when you show up.
No, forget the cops. We're talking about a girl here. You know? Hey, look, let me make it simple for you. James Brown was right. This world would be nothing without a woman or a girl, Jack.
This is a man's world.
It's a man's world, okay? But, hey, it ain't nothing without a woman or a girl.
But there's...
So, hey, get off your duff and ride, Clyde.
Size dating 101.
I said dating 101.
Yeah, beware of that.
Beware.
Yeah. I'm going to... Don't slide into her DMs.
But find someone
don't
you know.
Don't fight it, son.
Before you got married and you were dating, this is how you approach things. I mean, you were bold. You would go, right?
What are you talking about?
You weren't scared to think. Were your friends nervous and scared to go talk to him?
Yeah.
But you weren't.
No, he wasn't.
Gotcha.
That's what I thought. Get off your duff and glide, swim, ride.
Get on the camel and go.
Who's got a camel
Let's
now?
Let's twist again like we did last summer, Jack.
Two humps.
I got one more quick one just because Colin needs some help too. Colin's 21.
21. Good age.
20.
Him and his lovely lady.
Oh, lovely lady. See, lovely. This kid gets it.
Have just started getting ready for a wedding in November.
Oh, hey, he got it.
He's there, and he's wondering our best wedding planning advice, but we kind of got to go rapid fire. You ready for my best wedding planning advice?
Take it, John David.
You don't. She does. You do what she says.
I was just fixed say.
Just show
you
her.
You get out of it.
Find out what time to be there.
And hey, all you got to do is show up and say, I do, I will.
But if she asks you to take care of something before it, you do that.
That's it.
But it's her wedding. She's been dreaming about this for her whole life. You've been dreaming about the week after for your whole life.
I will give you Let me give you some friendly advice from experience. Okay, I had a buddy of mine. His daughter met the man of her life, she thought.
Oh, the money one.
Okay, and look.
Take
Dad,
the money.
Here's what Dad told both of them. I will give you $100,000 cash or we can throw you a big wedding. Hey, $100,000 is a lot of money.
Thank you.
You know what I'm thinking.
Okay, here's the deal.
Take the money and throw small.
Hey,
take the money and run.
Take the money, okay, and have you a justice of the peace with a quiet little few people around you want to have your wedding.
A cigar wrapper ring.
Okay, put the $100,000 in a savings account. Drawing interest, okay, because trust me when I tell you, you'll need the money, okay? She didn't. All right, you know how long the marriage lasted?
6 months.
6 months. $100,000, boom, gone.
Gone for a party.
Hey.
Okay, but you
I could have bought me a $100,000 mansion to live in. What? Now, so hey, look.
Have you looked up the prices of mansions lately?
Well, hey, I'm just telling you.
Okay? He's looking for a one room.
I can do a lot with $100,000.
That's true.
But I'm just saying, hey, look.
He just bought that truck.
Don't spend a extravagant amount of money.
That's a good advice.
On getting married.
Yeah. There it is.
Okay.
That's great advice, actually. Yo,
I'm serious.
Do not go into debt.
Do not go into debt.
To have
this.
A big
okay,
party.
Hey, when you get married, you're going to go in debt anyway because she's going to get all the money.
That's true.
Okay.
But yeah, it's her wedding. Let her plan it. We're running out of time. Colin, we hope the best
and
for
we
your marriage.
And we were on a roll, too.
We were on a roll today. I enjoyed today. I'm going to send us out of here with the verse I mentioned earlier, Revelation 12:11. They triumphed over him by the blood
of the Lamb
and by the word of their testimony. That's what it's all about.
Well, hey,
we follow Jesus. We tell our stories about what Jesus
did
for us.
It's so good on TV right now because this is, hey, they're saying Jesus gets us, and he really does.
Yeah, those commercials?
Yeah.
Those are good.
Yeah, no, they are.
Yeah.
He gets us. Jesus understands us, okay?
Boy, we started with like the worst commercial I've ever heard for some glasses, and you ended it with a great one.
Well, no, I'm just saying. Hey, I had to bring that up because I love it.
That's awesome.
They finally put it on television. Jesus does get us, okay? And he loves us. Okay?
That's right.
All right, so we'll see y'all next week. But in the meantime, always remember, Jesus does get us.
That's right. And go with Jesus. Because, hey, life is with him. Without him is darkness and
with
evil.
Him, without him. without him.
With him.
With him, you got without him. You got it all. Without him, you got nothing.
With him.
With him.
With him. Go with Jesus.
Oh my goodness.